Coming up on Patriots This Week, 'twas the Sunday before Christmas, and the Ravens were host, serving up turnovers the Patriots liked most.
Break out the crab cakes, baby!
An early lead, a defense that was stout, a coach who was proud over the win in this bout.
Couldn't be prouder of the football team. They earned it today. They really did.
A New Year's wish as Buffalo's Bills come to town. Three more wins, and they're Super Bowl bound. That's right now on this holiday edition of Patriots This Week.
Well, the Patriots had them all the way. I mean, we had them, right? 41-7, they went out and they embarrassed the Baltimore Ravens. And, okay, time to tell the truth. No one saw this coming. What an incredible win by New England. And what a great way to celebrate Christmas. We hope you had a great holiday. I'm joined by Matt Chatham, who just mugged an elf. Matt, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
And Jermaine Wiggins from Eastie. Here's the question, though. Playing Santa's helpers, who's the best Santa, you or Chatham?
I would probably have to go with Chatham.
Really? Come on, Wiggy. You're jolly.
He's got the facial hair. I couldn't grow that.
I could see. No? I could see you around Eastie being the Santa Claus. Yeah. Do you agree with him?
I'm into that elf on the shelf thing with my kids. Yeah. I got little ones right now. So
I do that, too.
I tried to climb up there in this get up, and the thing just crashed to the floor.
But something we'll have to do next year is we're going to put Wiggy in a Santa outfit, and then you can be the elf, and we'll put you at a Patriot place and do something for charity. All right, guys, let's talk about it. The defense against Baltimore, Wiggy, was really something else. And this is a defense that has been decimated by injuries. They got off on fourth down. They made key stops. They were physical. They really were in Flacco's head.
Well, I think the biggest thing that we saw from this game is what defensively their thought process was this. What does Baltimore do well? They hit you over the top with the deep ball, and they were able to keep everything in front of them. They didn't get beat over the top. I think Flacco took a couple shots over the top. Patriots almost came away with some interceptions. But to me, that was the game plan. We're going to give everything up. It's very similar to when they played Denver and said, we're going to take Peyton Manning away from you. You can run the football. But in this case, in the Baltimore game, they said, we're not going to let you get over the top of us.
See, I look at it. We discussed this earlier in the season when we talked about sort of that sausage analogy metaphor, being on the ground floor of the process that's ugly to see and a lot of people don't like to see. I think of that relative to the wide receiver group where there was a lot of those bumps and bruises, and normally we get to see those in practice, and that guy doesn't play till the second year and all those kinds of things. So it was ugly for September through October, but eventually they clicked, and you saw the Dobsons and Tompkins really be contributing. We're at that same phase now with the defense. We're looking at guys like Siliga and Fletcher, who had some time but was gone last week, and some of the young guys in Daron Harmon and Logan Ryan and Jamie Collins has a greater role. All these guys are now involved, and you guys, the fans, we're all getting to watch the process that you usually don't see. So it's a matter of patience, which you can't always expect from fans. I mean, that's not what we look for, but this is how it works.
Everything that has happened with the Patriots this year, then you lose Gregory, then you lose McCourty, Matt, and you still go out and dominate.
Yeah, that was the tricky thing of this game. Not just the attrition throughout the season, in-game attrition. So we've been talking about the job that Bill's done, I think, from an X's nose standpoint, all those kind of things, having staff that can sort of handle the atrocities. But the idea that they could do in-game stuff, which is very difficult when you lose a guy like Devin McCourty, who's really your back-end communicator. When you lose Steve Gregory, who, you know, this was supposed to be the Dennis Pitta week. Is he going to hurt him like they hurt him last year? All these people that were sort of pre-game narratives get challenged in-game, and you got make adjustments. So it's on Bill, of course, but then, you know, Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels on the other side. It's been a season of adjustments, both in-game and prior.
You know, normally with a linebacker question, I would start with Matt, but I'm going to start with you because linebackers covered you.
Yes, and I beat a lot of them throughout my career.
Well, I'm sure you did, yes, and that's well documented. What do you think of the linebacking crew?
I think it's still a work in progress. I think when you look at Hightower, and I think he's probably the number one guy on the list, was able to get his hands on the football, was productive with tackles, but it's still a work in progress.
To me, the reason they are where they are with that group right now is a decision was made after the Houston game. They switched from a 3-4 to a 4-3. 3-4 to me is master's class. It's very technique-based. It takes a long time to learn it. Every guy can't two-gap. They went to a decision to go play more over, which for fans is four down defensive linemen, three linebackers are generally off the ball, allows them to roam in space. Hightower's playing out of position, so for me that's just impressive that he's been able to hold up, still be productive, still be a good communicator. Jamie Collins has been sort of that extra player that you didn't expect, but that is really a great nickel linebacker that they found a role in regular defense by virtue of letting him play off the ball.
So how much was it the Patriot defense, and how much it was Flacco's knee?
I actually saw his knee bother him in the first quarter, and then I saw them doing dash pass in the fourth quarter, which is dash passes, which like move the pocket. Like, Joe was rolling out. So he looked limited, and I've written about this over the last couple of years several times. Joe balls, we call him, where he throws punts. Yep. Where he just has this tendency before the run at the end of the year last year, before he was Joe Flacco in the big new contract, he had Joe balls. And every from time to time, he just has lapses, and he'll throw something up into coverage when there's help. He throws. It gives you opportunities. You're going to have chances. And to be honest, the Patriots did a good job of taking a couple away off tip passes, but they actually could have as many as four. I mean, it was really a day where he just gave you opportunities.
And I don't think the knee played a major issue in it because he's not really a running quarterback or a mobile quarterback, so he doesn't really rely on his legs. It's more about him being in the pocket and him having to make the decisions. So I think when you, like Matt said, when you look at Flacco, he's going to give you those opportunities to because he's going to just take shots. That's what they want to do. They want to take shots, and if you can play deep, you're going to have some chances to catch balls, but I don't think it was a major issue.
Okay, going into this game, we were very concerned about the offensive line, and justifiably so. I mean, those guys have been, you know, crushed like everybody else. I mean, you have Klein starting at guard, and he came in and played the guard spot in Miami, but you give Dante a week to work with these guys, you know, Wiggy, and they did a great job with Brady, and Brady didn't have great numbers, and that's okay because I love it when the Patriots win and Brady doesn't have big numbers.
When you look at what Dante Scarnecchia is able to do, he gets these guys to understand it and know, okay, this is what we have to do. We have to now secure this. We got a new guy at left guard, but you got a veteran in Mankins who's still over there, and let's keep Brady upright. If we keep Brady upright and we run the ball well, guess what? It's going to open up play action.
Zig, it's much like the linebacker story we talked about earlier. It's just simply finding the strengths and fitting the scheme to what works for guys. I think it's a good fit for Logan Wright by staying left, but I think he's also much a mauler. He's not a guy that you want to drop back and throw 50 times because if you make him pass pro all day, it's not his strength. And much like Marcus Cannon, and Marcus Cannon is more of a bruiser himself. He could play guard. He plays some tackle. When there's direct runs right at him, he's great. When he has a guy that has to move across his face, movement plays tend to hurt him. So there were some negative plays. I think both those guys gave some up, but they honed in on the kind of plays that worked for him.
16 penalties for 141 yards in this game, and obviously the Patriots benefited from the PI call at the beginning of this one. Does the NFL have a problem, Matt?
I do think that they have a problem. I think if we get into the point, though, where you're talking about Cleet Beckman, you're talking about Winters and all these guys, it's not about those people. It's about the problem with the rules. To me, it's the same thing. If you know, like, if you had difficulty reading the Latin Bible, you wouldn't get people that speak better Latin. You'd translate it to something that works better. And what we have now is a rule book that's a hot mess. Mm. And I think that thing needs to be shredded. Fill your ferret cage, come back with something that's not 120 pages, that's not written by attorneys, but that's written by sports people, so it can be litigated on the field correctly.
Chatham's the only guy that would bring the Latin.
Well, you know, that's Chatham.
Yeah, but I know.
You know, that Ivy League education, even though he didn't go to Ivy League school. But I think he's right, though. When you look at, it's not rocket science. So to me, you got to shrink that rule book. I think you have to get younger referees. I think you have to make them full-time. And I think you have to make everything challengeable.
Should Bill take the guys to the movies, Wiggy, before every game the rest of the way?
I think he should. So when you take them to a movie, some guys will be sitting in there and they'll make that connection. It's us against the world, and they'll breathe it. There's other guys that might not make that connection.
Here's the most important part. They did not bypass any preparation that otherwise would have done. And that's what people need to understand. There may have been a less of a physical component because they decided to go to the movie, but none of the installation, none of the film review, none of the pregame prep, that stuff's all in there. Bill's creative with this stuff. It's a great story because it sort of gives you an emotional lift from something else.
Coming up next, who had the best year in the NFL, and who's going to be looking for work as Patriots This Week continues.
Patriots This Week is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
This week's Putnam Player Spotlight is on Rob Ninkovich. The 6'2", 260-pound linebacker ended a Ravens drive with his fourth down stop on Ray Rice. And the 2006 fifth-round pick of the Saints capped off the win by clearing the way for Chandler Jones' fumble return for a touchdown. This week's Player Spotlight is brought to you by Putnam Investments, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years.
And welcome back to Patriots This Week. I'm Gary Tanguy inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studio in for Scott Zolak. We got Chatham the Elf. We got Wiggy here. We're ready to go. Guys, MVPs, what do you got?
I would make the argument of Brady, but you got to give it to Peyton Manning because of the numbers, his team. You look at what he's been able to do. He's broken all the records offensively and passing records. So you got to, I guess you got to give it to Peyton Manning on that because it's more about numbers than the actual most valuable player of a winning team.
Yeah, he's the stat champion, and this is the world we live in now. You get to be. Yeah, he's the MVP. I mean, his numbers are so far and above everyone else's. One guy who should be noted that I think the sort of fortunes of a franchise have changed around is Russell Wilson out in Seattle, because he has really been a guy that our buddy Zoe here didn't really believe in that early time last year. And he has really changed what's gone out there.
Yeah, Belichick could get coach of the year, but I don't know if he's going to. There's a lot of competition.
When you talk about Bill and what he's done with this organization and what this organization had to go through just in the offseason alone, with one guy in particular, we all know who he is, and then look at the injuries and then being able to do it, and then you have injuries during the year, and then you get to the end of the year, and guess what? You're sitting here at 11-4. I think you have to think about him. Another guy is, you know, you talked about Russell Wilson. You got to, you know, throw Pete Carroll's name into that equation and what he's been able to do.
Yeah, it's a weird year. I mean, you look at John Fox. I mean, one of the guys that's had his team up there at the front, and he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
So I like the Belichick point that are we just talking about whose team had the best record and points, or are we talking about who overcame adversity?
Yeah.
John, he was in a hospital bed. Bill overcame an alleged murder on his team. I mean, is there anything greater than that coupled with injuries all up and down the roster, however many millions of dollars that are now sitting on IR, all those kinds of things. But I think based on sort of that existential off-the-field stuff, it's got to be right up there.
Rex Ryan said he expects to be fired. He told his team that. Who else is going to be looking for work? And could Rex find a job right away, Matt?
I think the most obvious one that popped up was the Schwartz thing. I think he's on the out for the simple reason that he's got pieces and hasn't done things with those pieces. I know Rex Ryan's name gets thrown around, and some of those guys don't have quarterbacks and the best skill position wide receiver in the league. They have skill players. They got Reggie Bush. That was a really savvy move. But it's always with the penalties and the mistakes and all those kinds of things.
They should be knocking on the door.
They should.
Well, they got the roster. They're going in the wrong direction.
Their talent over there. You got the best receiver in the game, Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
You got probably the best defensive tackle in the game, and Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah.
And you start to look at the talent they have, and I think it's the biggest thing. It's all about that discipline factor. And that's why I think Bill Belichick, when you talk about coaches that should get it versus coaches that need to be fired, that's the thing. You look at some of these coaches, they can't handle organizations. They can't go in there and implement their style of coaching and have the team buy into it.
Coming up next, as we continue, they get 6 wins, looking to make it 7. The Patriots, of course, want to finish out with a win and grab that number 2 seed at least as we talk about the Buffalo Bills as Patriots This Week continue.
Matt Chatham in for the Zoe Show, and it's Buffalo Bills week, so you know who we're talking about. C.J. Spiller, that dangerous running back who always gives the Pats issues. Here on the weak side of the formation, really the run strength looks to be at the top, and a guy like C.J. Spiller, he will wind it back all the way. He's a bounce-out comeback runner. You have to be able to tackle this guy everywhere on the field. And you know, we always hear about Ridley and his fumbling issues. This guy, Spiller, he's got 4 of them himself. Really great week for the team to work on stripping and punching at the ball, getting it out, and getting that turnover differential in the positive side. Now, C.J. Spiller is also a guy that everybody on the field, even at the safety position, has to be aware of. You cannot take bad angles and end up behind the play, or C.J. will take it the whole way. Take a bad angle, don't play with leverage, and the guy's gone. He's a guy who everyone on the field has to be aware of, from the cornerback position to the defensive end position to the safety in the middle of the field. C.J. is that good, and he'll get involved here even as a shotgun runner. He's a guy who you'll find all over the formation. You always have to be aware of him. He can hurt you all throughout this football game. C.J. Spiller's a guy you got to keep your eye on. And that is your Chatham Show.
The Zoe Show is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots This Week inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studio. Guys, let's get to it. Let's talk about Buffalo. They look pretty good against Miami. What do you think about the Bills?
Well, I think they came out and they had a specific game plan against the Dolphins, said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the football. You run it with Jackson. You run it with Spiller. You look at what they're able to do with those two running backs, and they create a lot of problems for defenses because you have to game plan for that. And I think that's what they said they were going to do, and we're going to get after the quarterback. And when you look at the Buffalo Bills, to me, they're a team that they have a lot of talent, but they just can't get over that hump.
They got to fill holes, and I think that's why you talk about quality of depth and roster building. They certainly have the stars. They're going to have half dozen players that you know that are pretty good players that make plays.
You know, E.J. Manuel is supposed to start. That's what the coach said. But you talk about they haven't been able to get over the hump. It's really because they haven't been able to get a good quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
They thought they had one in Fitzy. And then he had to go, but Manuel played okay against the pass.
Yeah, and I think that's ultimately what most franchises, but especially when you think about the Buffalo Bills, it's that quarterback position. It's going to take a lot of development, but if you can get that quarterback position on any team, especially, like I said, with the Buffalo Bills, who have some good running backs, have a wide receiver in Stevie Johnson, have a pretty good tight end, you get that quarterback position, you got a pretty good team.
EJ's a bigger guy. He's closer to like a Roethlisberger body. Now, he does have good feet, and he can get out of the pocket if he needs to, but this is not the triple option stuff. So I think he's a guy that you do want to keep in the pocket, yet we don't know what we've got in him because he's been dealing with a knee injury. So he's going to rely on some younger guys. Robert Woods has been a pretty good pickup for them, looks like a good player down the road. Stevie Johnson's back and getting inactive, and you've got the super tall tight end in Chandler. And I think that's an interesting matchup because it's a good challenge for these Patriots going forward. This is kind of a primer for the postseason.
So you know, and you get to protect the quarterback. We talked about the offensive line stepping up in the Baltimore game, and now you're going against the defense. And Matt, they've always been able to get to the quarterback, and they got a bunch of guys that can do it. They're number one in the NFL with 56 sacks.
Yeah, I think Buffalo's issue is sort of the other spot, right? They're going to get the sack numbers. They're going to put pressure on you. They do a good job with that. But it's often when you don't have the complementary piece on the other side. Mario's pressuring the crap out of you on one end, and you're able to escape on the other. What they've had is they've had some good interior pressure as well. Kyle Williams has been great on the inside. I think from the same point, we've been talking about this all year, I think the real benefit for this Patriots team, no, the AFC East hasn't been great as far as top to bottom teams, but you get great work with front sevens. The Jets front seven, the Miami's
right.
front sevens, and
right.
Buffalo's front sevens are as good as anything they're going to see throughout the rest of this tournament. So this offensive line gets a really great week of work to try to keep Tom clean, and I think that prepares you well for the playoffs.
And I think the biggest thing when you start to look at what the Patriots were able to do with Baltimore, you saw a lot of play action. And when you kind of have a makeshift offensive line, it's much easier to block play action because you're telling an offensive line, come out like it's a run, engage, and then get back into pass protection. But by that time, you see the way the Patriots run play action. It's a quick fake. Brady's able to, on the center, quick fake, and boom, usually he's hitting some type of skinny pose or quick in route. And I think that's how you slow a team down, or you spread them out and you get the ball out of your hands quick.
Our predictions are next as we continue with Patriots This Week.
Patriots This Week is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Last week of the season, so here's the lowdown on who to play. Start DeMarco Murray in a must-win game against the Eagles. He's the surest Cowboys weapon. But keep Miami's Charles Clay on the bench. Sit the tight end versus the Jets. The sleeper is Denarius Moore. The Oakland wideout could have a big game when the Raiders try to play come from behind against the Broncos.
The Fantasy Lowdown is brought to you by Verizon. Stay connected to your Patriots at home and on the go with Fios Quantum Internet and NFL Mobile from Verizon. That's powerful.
Pats will wrap it up this week in Foxborough against the Buffalo Bills. They want to grab the bye. What are you saying, and who's the game changer, Matt Chatham?
Well, I'm going to go big here. I mean, it's, you know, the holiday season and all that. I'm going to go 49-17 Patriots. And my game changer is actually going to be a guy that I don't know if is going to be active. We're going to go with Kembrell Tompkins. And the reasons I'm going that route is because the Patriots like to figure out what they got for the playoff run. He's going to lean on the young guy, see where it's health of that, and see if he can use him later on down the road.
Well, that's pretty big. I'm not going to go that big. I'm going to go Patriots in this one, 27-14. My game changer, get this. Dante Hightower got his hands on a couple footballs last week. I bet you he comes away with an interception.
You know, I'm going to look at maybe something like, you know, Chatham's got this great score over here. I'm going to go like 33-19. How's that? I'm going to go with Ridley. I think Ridley's going to be the game changer because I think he's getting some confidence. I think they're going to want to protect Brady against that defensive front of Baltimore, of Buffalo, that these guys have talked about. So I'm going with Stephen Ridley. And those pants are going to go back in the closet.
Yes, you are. 365 days from now, we'll see him again.
Can't wait till you break him out for next year. You got to get something like that, Wiggy.
Come, I will.
Yeah, okay. For Matt Chatham and Jermaine Wiggins, I'm Gary Tang with the Scott Solak. Thanks for watching, Patriots.